Chazar Zeichanish Mesabach Yichet Cheshlag and Rabbi Yehuda Mesech the Shabbos Daf Yud Ches. Where it begins by saying that in the Mishnah we see that Beishami is Goyze, that on Erev Shabbos you can't just put ink into water to allow it to soak. Beisil says you're not Goyze on Erev Shabbos. As Mashmah that everyone agrees that on Shabbos itself that would be an Isser Melacha to allow ink to just soak in water even without kneading it together. Now who is the sheet effect of Gemara that holds that putting ink in water even without going ahead and kneading it afterwards is considered to be a Melacha? Rav Yosef says the shita of Rebbe, as we find in the Braisa, that Rebbe says if someone puts in flour and then someone else adds water to a mixture even without kneading it, whoever puts in the second ingredient is the one who would be chayef. So you see that he is the one who he says even without kneading, just the mixing itself, the mixing of the two ingredients together makes him chayef. Whereas in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says you're not chayef until you actually knead it. Abaye says there's no raya from over there that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would agree would argue in our Mishnah. It could be that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda only argues over there because flour and water is something which requires kneading in order to be properly mixed. But ink and water, which doesn't need to be kneaded in order to be properly mixed, it could be he would agree that you'd be chayev just by putting them together. Bryce says one may open up a flow of water into a garden before on Friday before Shabbos and allow the water to flow there a whole Shabbos. Also, one may put incense underneath clothing where they would put incense to allow it to make it smell good. They can do that before Shabbos on Friday and allow it to continue smoking with the incense the whole Shabbos. Someone's allowed to put also gopher, sulfur, underneath silver kalim also and put it right before Shabbos and allow it to go a whole Shabbos. Similarly, you can put like an eye solution on or a dressing on a wound, even though it's going to heal the whole Shabbos. But one may not put wheat into a water mill, a mill that runs on water, unless it's going to be ground before Shabbos begins. Why is that case different? Rabbi explains because it makes noise. Rav Yosef said the reason why it's also over there is because a person's mechuyev to have his kalim rest also, shvisas kalim. And that's why it would be also in the case of the water mill. By saying that the only thing that's really also is the case of the mill, but the other cases would be mutter, l'chayru is Beis Hillel who holds the other things on mutter, based on our Mishnah, which would mean that Beis Hillel is the one who holds that shvisas kalim is a problem based on the teretz of Rav Yosef. If so, according to Beis Hillel, why is the case of the sulfur and the case of the incense, why are those cases mutter? Because, as the Gemara says, because there's no maisa that's being done in those cases by the kalim. And even the oven that's heating up the flax, also there's no real maisa is being done, that's why it's mutter, Beis Hillel says in that case also. And even in the case of the traps for the birds or for the fish or for the animals, also it's talking about types of traps that don't really do anything like hooks for fish or these small two-way baskets with a narrow end where the keli itself is not really doing anything. It's the animal that's trapping himself into the trap. That's why those cases are mutter. It's not a problem with Shvisas Kalim because the keli is not doing any work. However, Zakta Gemara, we actually find that Rabbi Shai and then Ravasi says it's Beis Shammai is the one who actually holds that Shvisas Kalim is a person's mechuyev on Shvisas Kalim, not Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai really holds that whether or not the keli is doing a maisa, it's aser. And if so, if Beis Shammai is the tana of that brisa, then the reason why he would allow in the case of the incense, in the case of the sulfur, is because it's actually talking about where it's not in a keli, it's actually on the ground, and that's why it's not a keli that's doing any sort of maisa, any sort of malacha at all. Brisa says you're not allowed to put beans in an oven before Shabbos that they should cook a whole Shabbos and be ready Matzah Shabbos. Or put water in an oven so that you heat up that after Shabbos you should have hot water. And if someone does that, they're also Kadesh Yasu on Matzah Shabbos. Should we say that maybe only follows Beis Shammai because the Kalim did Malacha and then Beis Shammai is the one who holds the Shvisas Kalim? Mara says that could even follow Beis Hillel and they're different over here because you have to be afraid of Shem Yachte Begachol and maybe you're going to come to stoke the coals of the fire. That's why it would be also according to Beis Hillel. If he's afraid of stoking the coals, why is he not afraid in the case of the incense and the sulfur? The Gemara says that's different because in those cases, if stoking the coals would create smoke, and smoke would be bad for those things. In the case of the flax in the oven also, we don't have to be afraid that he's going to open the oven to stoke the coals because the draft would be bad for the flax. In the case of the wool in the pot, also, he's talking about where it was removed from the fire, so therefore there's no problem stoking the coals. And this pot was sealed, and therefore there was no problem, no gzera. You don't have to make a gzera that maybe he's going to mix the contents of the pot. Based on the fact that there's only a gzera of stoking coals, so putting a raw meat right before Shabbos is not on the oven is not a problem because no one's going to come to stoke the coals because it's not going to be ready for a while. Anyway, stoking the coals won't help it be ready for Friday night anyway. If it's totally cooked, also it's not a problem of stirring the coals because there's no reason to stir the coals. Partially cooked would be a problem because that would cause someone to maybe want to stoke the coals to make it go faster, but if someone throws in a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos, then again you take away that problem of possibly stirring the coals and there will be no gzera. Now that we said if a draft is harmful for the thing in the oven, so we don't have to be afraid someone's going to open the oven, then it's definitely mutter to put like tender meat, which is harmed by a draft, into an oven which has a seal, because now you have two deterrents. If you only have one of the deterrents, either the meat is tender or there's a seal around the oven, that's machlek, because Rav Ashi says it would be mutter, Rav Yirmi Medifti says it would be aser. Another version says that Rav Ashi said allows any oven and any meat as long as the coals are covered. Mishnah said Beishami Oimrim Ein Moichrin. Raisa says Beishamai prohibits selling or lending or gifting anything to a goy on Erev Shabbos unless the goy can actually reach his own house before Shabbos begins. Beishil says it's mutter as long as the goy can reach the first house of the city where he's going. Rabbi Akiva said that Beishil will allow the selling or the gifting or the lending or anything like that of the item as long as the goy leaves the yid's house before Shabbos begins. Raisa says Beishamai says you're allowed to sell your chametz to a goy only if he knows the goy will eat the chametz before Pesach. Beishil say you can sell as long as the yid's allowed to eat his chametz, he can sell the chametz. Yehuda says that kutach must be sold at least 30 days before Pesach, because that's how long it takes for the guy to finish eating it.